Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In Florida, they're looking forward to getting rid of Tropical Storm Fay. They just can't seem to catch a break. First, it was feared Fay would become a hurricane. It didn't, but it's hit land, gone back out to sea, and is supposed to be hitting land for the third time.
Right.
Florida's governor has said, I want to stress that this storm is turning into a serious, catastrophic flooding event. For the very latest, right now, we go to Blair Huisdens, who is the spokeswoman for the Florida Division of Emergency Management. Thanks for joining us, Blair.
Thanks.
So we hear Fay is going to continue pounding Florida. What kind of, how much rain are you expecting today again?
Well, today we're expecting another 5 to 10 inches to come across Florida as Tropical Fay comes inland once more again. Yesterday we had record rainfall totals of nearly 25 inches in selected parts of our state.
And what's the status of flooding in the state?
The flooding, we're just getting assessments back now as we get teams into the areas of southern Florida where Tropical Fay has already gone through. And so we're getting some reports of flooding in especially Brevard County, which is in southeastern Florida. Mm-hmm. They have had some serious flooding.
Do you have any sense? Are we talking about people's homes, businesses, 100 homes, 100 businesses? Any sense of the extent?
We really don't have any good numbers right now. Those will continue to come in as we continue to get more information from those counties.
Because we're talking, this is day four, right? I mean, the storm first struck on Monday in the Keys, and it's just kept pounding you guys there in Florida.
That's right. It just doesn't want to go away. It's been kind of sitting off the coast for the last day or so, and we expect it to kind of move inland today, but not at a very fast pace.
Yeah, Blair, give us some details of what people are going through. I just read a story in which in one section of Florida, people were told not to leave their homes because there were fish and snakes in the street because of all the water. We've heard reports of alligators, floating along. What's going on down there?
Well, that is going to be an issue as the floodwaters rise because, we do have some wildlife especially in South Florida. And really, we're going to encourage everybody to stay inside just because we want to make sure everybody stays safe.
All right. So if you have rising floodwaters in your Florida town, your choices are you stay in the house with water coming in or you go out and you face a snake. I'm not liking these odds here.
No. If their homes are being flooded, we are going to be evacuating those residents. We have National Guard teams on standby in any areas that may need assistance, and we're just waiting on requests from the counties for to fill those needs.
Have you been doing any evacuating so far?
I know yesterday we did have a team of National Guardsmen who did evacuate a mobile home park in southern Florida, but I think that's the only instance I've heard of right now.
But you also have some military evacuations as well, right? The Navy moving some ships and aircraft out of the way.
Right, and they do have a large naval base up in Jacksonville. It's one of the largest in the country. And so obviously they're going through their precautionary measures to make sure that all of their facilities are safe as well.
Blair, do you have any sense at all when this is going to be over?
Well, we do expect it to continue through our state and up the panhandle throughout the week. And we're looking at here in Tallahassee, seeing some rain on Saturday and Sunday. So this is going to continue into next week.
Okay, Blair, very quickly. This is the first time since, 1960 that a storm has come around for three times. So just how prepared were people?
Well, in Florida, we always stress the preparedness issue. Hurricanes and tropical storms are not a new thing here. I mean, our residents are...
No, sadly, Blair, you've had plenty of practice in the last couple of days. Listen, Blair, we wish you the very best.
Thanks.
Blair Huisdens is the spokeswoman with the Florida Division of Emergency Management.
Someone tells me not to go out because of snakes. I'm staying home.
that would be a tough predicament to be in, facing an alligator. Yikes.
Ugh.